Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, October the 20th. Hope you're having a great day today as we move on through now the month of October, and not getting too far away from Thanksgiving next month, and of course Christmas after that, and we're wrapping up 2023. Hard to believe, isn't it? Gone by seemingly so quickly. But we're rejoicing in God's goodness to us, and I hope you're rejoicing in His goodness to you. And you're looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. We're looking forward to our Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church, and we'll have Dr. McCombe with us and his wife, and they'll do a wonderful job bringing the Word of God to us Sunday morning and Sunday evening, and I know it'll be a great, great service. And if you don't have a place to go, come on out and join us, and be here Sunday for the services. You'll really enjoy the McCombes. I don't say a lot about it, but we have a recovery program, faith-based recovery program called Bridge to Recovery. It meets every Thursday evening here at Bible Baptist Church, and if you know somebody struggling with addictions or stubborn habits, or you just want to get a closer relationship with the Lord yourself, then why don't you come out and join Thursday nights at 6:30 to 8 o'clock here at Bible Baptist Church. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I said yesterday I want to talk to you today about four things never satisfied. And this comes from Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. If you notice there in Proverbs 30 and verse number 15. Proverbs 30 and verse 15, the Bible says, "The horse leash hath two daughters, crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not it is enough, the grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not it is enough." You know, there's messages throughout the Word of God that you obviously it takes a little work to uncover them and to organize them and to put them into form where you can deliver it to people. There are other times in the Bible where the outline is right there. You just have to go ahead and preach it. What does the Lord require of thee? To do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with thy God. What's the gospel? Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures, he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. It's already outlined for us. Here's one of those cases where it's already laid out for us. There's three things, the Bible says, that are never satisfied, but four things that say not it is enough are four things that are never satisfied. He said the first thing is the grave. What a greedy master death is. Millions have been swallowed up that remain, yet there remains, the mouth is still open for more. Does not care whether you're rich or poor. Does not care whether you're old or young. Does not care what the color of your skin is. Death is no respecter of persons. And make no mistake, listening friend, death won't pass you by. Doctors will try to hold it at bay. We try to hold it off as long as we can. But that muffled drumbeat is heard in the distance. And we know that death is marching toward us. The grave is never satisfied, so you better prepare for it. The grave is never satisfied, so you better know that that day's coming for you. You'll die and meet God. If you knew you were going to die today, what would be your priority? Oh, it may be a plane crash, could be an auto crash, could be an accident, could be a crime, could be a stray bullet, could be a disease, could be sickness, could be a stroke, could be a heart attack. David wrote, "There's but a step between me and death." Well, that's not just true for David, that's true for all of us. So prepare to meet thy God. Let me ask you a question today. Have your sins been forgiven? The Bible says the sting of death is sin. So when you have your sins forgiven, there's no stinger in death. Why? Because absent from the body, I'll be present with the Lord. I hope you've had the stinger of death removed by receiving forgiveness of your sins by God, by Jesus Christ. When you accept Christ and His payment for your sin, you accept Christ and His forgiveness of your sin. Oh, my friend, don't run the risk of being lost forever. Death marches on one person every 2 seconds. One person every 2 seconds. One person every 2 seconds goes out into eternity. The grave. The grave never says it's enough. Then he says the barren womb. You know, childbearing is just a natural desire of the woman. Especially true of the Jewish women. If childless and they were barren, they felt like they were cursed. Because the Bible says the fruit of the womb is his reward. It looked like Hannah wept in 1 Samuel chapter 1, refused to eat, and she prayed, and she vowed a vow to God that if you give me a son, I will give him to you. And God gave her Samuel in answer to prayer. The name Samuel means ask of God. A famous opera singer was closing out a marvelous career. And someone remarked she should be grateful for the applause and the fame and the money that she had received through the years. And she looked at the reporter and said, I'd gladly give it all up to have heard a child call me mother. The fact that adoption agencies are flooded with applications for babies is testimony to that natural desire. It's such a normal desire, but it's also a normal desire for spiritual people to want to have children. I mean spiritual children. It's abnormal for a Christian not to want to see others saved. If I did not care whether others got saved or not, I'm not sure I'm saved. Maniac who dare wanted to stay with Jesus, and Jesus said, no, you go home to your friends. And you tell them what great things God's done for you. When Andrew met Jesus, he first findeth his own brother Simon and brought him to Jesus. Oh, my friend, just as a Jewish woman was disgraced to be barren without child, I'd be disgraced if I was a barren Christian. Never having led someone else to faith in Jesus Christ. Children will cause some trouble, yes. Children are expensive, yes. Children require care, yes. But who would give theirs up? Oh, that we would desire spiritual children, that we wouldn't be barren. Like Rachel prayed, give me children, else I die. John Knox in Scotland said, Lord, give me Scotland, or else I die. Oh, maybe we need to pray, and maybe we need to travail. Maybe then folks had come to know Christ as their Savior. You understand, we want revival, and we want souls saved, and we want lives changed, but we don't want much burden, and we don't want it to cost very much. We're way too satisfied with a nice auditorium and air conditioning and a padded seat and no one ever getting saved. I don't want to ever be satisfied with no one receiving Christ, with no one getting saved. I desire to see people born again into the family of God. Four things that say it's not enough: the grave, the barren womb, then he says the earth that's not filled with water. The earth that's not filled with water. The earth is crying, give, 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 crying out for water. It's a picture of an earthbound Christian crying out for the water of the Holy Spirit of God. See, the fruitfulness of the earth depends upon the rain from heaven. And our fruitfulness depends upon the power and blessing of the Holy Spirit of God. Isaiah 44:3, the Lord says, I'll pour water on him who is thirsty, and I'll pour floods upon the dry ground. Oh, the reason preachers and marriages and Sunday school teachers and ushers and choir members and Christians and missionaries don't have God's power is we don't thirst for it. Apostles then tarried in Jerusalem till they were endued with power from on high. And they preached the gospel that day at Pentecost, and 3,000 Jews put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. I think it was Vance Havner that said, oh, we've all become so subnormal that if anyone even becomes normal, we think he's abnormal. Oh, I'm weary of the lack of power, the lack of boldness, the lack of victory, the lack of joy. But that comes from the Spirit of God. You know, a drunkard will do just about anything to satisfy his thirst for alcohol. Bills will go unpaid, family may go without food, children without clothing, but he'll got the money to buy the booze. When we get that thirsty, when we get that determined for God's power, we'll have it. But it doesn't come cheaply. We have to pay the price. Four things that say it's not enough. They're never satisfied. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that keeps crying out, and then the fire that says it is not enough. Hell and destruction are never full. Proverbs 27:20. Hell is never satisfied. Hell never hangs out a no vacancy sign. So it ought to always be in our mind. Jesus said in Mark chapter 9 and verses 43 through 48, Jesus said, "If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better thee enter into halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to having two eyes be cast into hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. Oh, it's a hell, my friend, and it's a literal fire. It's an eternal, forever flame. When the rich man in Luke 16 died and immediately in hell lift up his eyes, he wanted to Lazarus dip his finger in water and cool his tongue, but in all his requests, he never asked to get out because he knew he couldn't. The drunkard in hell will still be craving alcohol but not be able to get it. The drug addict in hell will be craving that drug and another fix, but he won't be able to get it. The fornicator in hell will be craving immorality, but he will not be able to do any, not be able to have any. It's a place of fire, a place of torment, a place of conscience, a place of no hope, a place of no escape. Don't go to hell, my friend. Don't go there. That's why God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He paid the price for our hell on Calvary. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. If you come to him, he'll in no wise cast you out. Oh, come and trust him as your Savior today. Four things never satisfied: the grave, death, the barren womb, children, the earth not filled with water, and the fire that never has enough. Hell never has enough. May God use these truths to impact our lives. May we realize our time is now to serve the Lord. And I pray that'll be a challenge to you today. Let's tell someone about Jesus today, shall we? Well, let's have a good Friday. I hope you're having a great day today. Again, we'll look forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. Then, Lord willing, we'll be back with you Monday for the broadcast. And I want to remind you again, Sunday services. So 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30, Spanish Church meets at the same time as well. All right. Well, until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. sunny smile.